So I say this to the militias and all others who believe that the greatest threat to freedom comes from the government instead of from those who would take away our freedom. If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, there is no freedom.
They'll never take our freedom!
There are too many guns on the street. We lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom reaching you loud and clear on the alt-right frontier. I'll be your voice of reason for the next 30 minutes, so keep it right here. You are tuned in on the TFR Radio Network, broadcasting to you from a log cabin in a secret mountaintop location somewhere in Appalachia on White America Radio. Hey everyone, and welcome back to Freedom Rings. Hope y'all had a good week. Got a couple juicy items I'm going to get into today. I did, by the way, get the White History Month for June. Mike up in New York sent that to me. I've got those, and got to apologize to Mike. He did send the ones for May, but I had so many emails in my inbox that I just never got to them. It is not uncommon for me to get anywhere from 150 to 200 emails in my primary mailbox, because I've had it since 2001, I think. So I just get all kinds of stuff, professional stuff, and of course a lot of spam, but just so much stuff in there, I just don't get to it sometimes, and I'll get a little bit, and then I won't get what's behind that until the next time, and sometimes it really takes me a day just to sit down and go through all my emails. So, Brother Mike, I do apologize. I did get them from you, didn't know it, so I'll probably get those in next week's show, because I've got June, I've got some other things I want to go over with you, and probably won't have time to get to them today. But to start things out here, Producer George looks a little under the weather. What's wrong, little buddy? What do you mean you don't want to talk about it? Oh, good. Now he just sat up on his haunches and folded his paws. Did you and Miss Chloe have an issue? Really? Well, she is on the road an awful lot, George. Hey, folks, if you're kind of new to the show, my cat produces it. Producer George does the show. He also operates the mixer. And for the past 3 or 4 years now, he's been cyber dating one of the backup vocalists for the Jingle Cats. So apparently they had a falling out, and George is feeling a little bad. I'm sorry for you, little guy. I know it's kind of bad, but these long distance relationships, they never work out. I've had one in Georgia, one in Connecticut, one in Tennessee, one in Kentucky, and two in California. And these things just never, ever work out. They always seem like they will at first, but it never pans out. So, George, you should go online and try and find someone local. I don't know. Try meowch.com, or maybe Feline Friend Finder. I don't know. Use your imagination. You know how to use a computer. Anyway, speaking of getting on the computer and emails and stuff, folks, if you have some kind of an event that's coming up that you want me to address here on the show, by all means, drop me an email and let me know, and I will be sure to put it up so that we can get as many white brothers and sisters out to these events as we can. So if you got an event coming up or one that you know about and you want at least the however many people listen to the show to find out about it, I can do whatever I can from this end to help you out. So keep that in mind. I will remind you again at the end of the show when I give out my email address. So what do we got here first, George? What are we going to start out with? Okay, George has informed me that we are going to start with White History Month. So these are all for June. So I've also got a couple articles that Mike included with this. He says there's also a guy up here who's in jail. Why? He said Monkey MF-er sent me a link to that. I'm going to go over that with you. And apparently there's some guy running for office in Texas who wants his children to marry white, and they're having a big to-do about that down there as well. So interesting stuff. I've also got an article that I found about a white firefighter who shot the black guy who was stealing his truck. Good stuff here. So let's start out June 1st, 1796. French scientist Nicolas Leonard Sadi Carnot was born in Paris. He is known as the father of thermodynamics. It's interesting to learn because I had never heard of him before. On June 1st in 1831, British naval officer James Clark Ross located the North Magnetic Pole at Cape Adelaide on the Boothia Peninsula. Interesting. On June 1st, 1939, the Focke Wulf, and that is pronounced Focke, F-O-C-K-E, the Focke Wulf FW-190 Würger was flown for the very first time. It was a single-seat, single-radial engine fighter aircraft made by the Germans. On June 1st, 1954, Czech long-distance runner Emil Zatopek set a new world record in the 10K, finishing in 28 hours, 54 minutes, and 2 seconds. Is that right? 28 hours? Wait a minute. 28 hours, 54 minutes, 2 seconds? Yeah, I guess that's right. Longer than I could run anyway. June 2nd, 1858, the Donati Comet was discovered by Giovanni Battista Donati in Florence. This was the first comet to be photographed. Interesting. Have you ever seen comets, folks? I remember seeing Halley's Comet back in around 1980. It was 79 or 80. And also got to see the Hale-Bopp Comet when it came by in the early 90s. They're pretty incredible to see, with the naked eye. But when you go ahead and put a set of binoculars or look at them through a telescope, they're really, really cool to see. On June 2nd in 1896, the first radio patent was filed with the British Patent Office by Guglielmo Marconi. I never knew his first name before. I always just knew him as Marconi. For his wireless telegraphy apparatus. I kind of like radio better. On June 2nd, 1966, Surveyor 1, the first lunar lander in the American Surveyor program, successfully landed in Oceanus Procellarum, yeah, on the moon. Geez, my Latin isn't too bad, but when it's one I haven't seen before and I'm trying to read it for the first time, sometimes it takes me by surprise. On June 5th in 1723, the Scottish philosopher Adam Smith was born in Kirkcaldy. His book, called The Wealth of Nations, was the first modern work of economics. June 6, 1850, German scientist Karl Braun was born in Fulda, developer of radio... Oh, there's a period in there. There's supposed to be a period in there, George. He was born in Fulda. He was developer of radio and TV technology, and he shared the 1909 Nobel Prize for Physics. On June 7th, in 1340, the city of Rotterdam was officially founded when Count Willem IV of Holland granted it city rights. On June 7th, in 1938, the Boeing 314 Clipper was flown for the first time. It was one of the largest aircraft of its time. On June 9th, 721? Is that right? Maybe 1721? I don't know, it's either the year 721 or 1721. The Battle of Toulouse, a Frankish army led by Duke Odo of Aquitaine, defeated a Muslim Umayyad army that was besieging the city. Well, good for them. The victory, along with the Battle of Tours in 1732, so I guess it was 1721, effectively ended further Muslim military expansion into Europe. Awesome. Unfortunately, they need to do that again because it's expanded right back in there. On June 9th in 1311... The Maestà of Duccio, an altarpiece by Italian artist Duccio di... Oh, great. Buoninsegna. I think that's right. was installed in the Cathedral of Siena. I don't know, that's a French name, even though he's Italian. And if that was French, that would be Buonasera. Yeah. Sonia? Ah. On June 9th in 1965, French runner Michael Jaisy set a world record over the mile in a time of 3 minutes 53 seconds. Well, when you follow it with minutes, that just confuses the heck out of me. So then this one back up here with the 10K, where'd that go? That was 28 minutes and 54.2 seconds. Okay, I see the colon followed by the period now. All right, now I lost my place. Here we go. On June 9th, 1928, Australian aviators Charles Kingford Smith and Charles Ulm completed the first trans-Pacific flight to Australia. On June 11th, 1776, the English romantic painter John Constable was born in Suffolk. He is known for his landscape paintings of Dedham Vale. That's awesome. I've never heard of it. On June 14th, 1967, NASA launched Mariner 5 on a mission to explore the atmosphere of Venus. On June 14, 1919, British aviators John Alcock and Arthur Brown completed the first nonstop transatlantic flight. On June 15th, 1594, classical French Baroque painter Nicolas Poussin was born near Les Halles in Normandy. On June 15th, 1667, the first known human blood transfusion was administered by Dr. Jean-Baptiste Denis, physician to King Louis XIV. Wow, he was pretty far down the line of France. Now, was it successful, though? Because early on, they didn't know that there were different blood types, and sometimes it would work, and sometimes it would kill the patient. It took them a while to figure out the difference between blood types and Rh positive and negative. An interesting thing about Rh negative blood is that they don't know where it came from, but it arose out of an area in Germany. I think, I don't remember when the actual year was, but it's only been a few hundred years ago. All of a sudden it magically appeared. They don't know where it came from, but Rh negative blood gives you the ability to breathe at high altitude. You don't need as much oxygen. Which for me is great because having smoked for 30 years, I lose my breath quite easily, but I'm still able to breathe fine without any kind of assistance because of my Rh negative blood. That's also why I never got a headache when I was a kid for sleeping with my head under the covers like most other people did. That was something I just learned about 3 weeks ago, and I thought it was very, very fascinating. So all these people who, they're like the free climbers, I don't mean without ropes, but without oxygen, that go up to the top of Mount McKinley and some of these other really tall peaks, Everest, that do it without oxygen, I'm sure, are all Rh negative, which is kind of really cool. On June 16th, 1657, Dutch scientist Christian Huygens patented the pendulum clock. And now he has a telescope named after him. On June 16th, 1903, the Ford Motor Company was founded and incorporated by American industrialist Henry Ford, who, it is also my understanding, is rumored to have been a white national. On June 18th in 1767, Captain Samuel Wallace discovered Tahiti during his circumnavigation of the globe, naming it King George III's Island. On June 19th in 1846, the first baseball game using modern rules that were invented by Alexander Cartwright was played in Hoboken, New Jersey's Elysian Fields. On June 21st, 1808, French chemist Joseph-Louis Gay-Lussac announced that he had successfully isolated the element boron. June 21st, 2004, Mike Melville became the first civilian to pilot a craft into space, flying to 100 kilometers in an altitude aboard, Spaceship One. Yeah, I wish they'd give these things in English. You know, I don't want to know how many kilometers it was. I want to know how many miles it was. I'm tired of all this metric New World Order stuff. It just confuses the hell out of me. June 22nd, 1675, the Royal Observatory of Greenwich was commissioned by order of King Charles II. June 23rd, 1964, American engineer Jack Kilby was issued a patent for the integrated circuit. Wow, I didn't realize it was that recent. Interesting. June 27, 1923, American Airman Captain Lowell H. Smith and Lieutenant John P. Richter performed the first ever aerial refueling in a DH-4B biplane. Wow. That was a long time ago. I mean, to be doing that kind of a maneuver, considering that the plane had only been invented 20 years earlier. On June 28, 1846, the saxophone was patented by Belgian clarinetist Adolphe Sax. June 28, 1712, Swiss philosopher Jean-Jacques Rousseau was born in Geneva. And finally, on June 30, 1894, the Tower Bridge across the River Thames in London was officially opened. The chief engineer was Sir John Wolfberry. Excuse me. Well, that's some really interesting stuff. You know, thank you, Mike. Boy, got something in my throat there. Apologize for that, folks. I wish I had a cough button on this thing, but I don't. So, let me take a quick break and see if I can get my throat cleared up. And then I'll go over these articles that Mike sent me and go over that with you. Take care, folks. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
30 years from now, my kids will be outnumbered. Are you going to let that happen? Don't leave the mess for your children to clean up. Join the struggle. Start here at KKK Radio.
College students, high school students, business owners, entrepreneurs, learn how you can be a person of influence for a new America. Enroll in Soldiers of the Cross Training Institute. Learn more at www.sotctraininginstitute.com.
Gay Pride Days, school assemblies, posters on the wall. It's in our face every day. What's a white Christian teen to do? And does anyone really care? Listen each week to White Youth Focus, where teens discuss the propaganda war against them. Moderated by caring and thoughtful white Christian activists, Billy and Charity. Because it's okay to be white and proud.
Georgetown Law professor Louis Michael Seidman says that the U.S. Constitution is archaic and downright evil. And people like this are teaching in America's law schools? It's frightening. Well, here's your chance to listen to one attorney who stands on principle and fights for the dreams of freedom-loving Americans. Listen to Jason Robb, host of Cross Examine, each week right here on KKK Radio.
Hey folks, Tommy Freedom here for Freedom Rings. I invite you to tune in every week and listen to my show, Freedom Rings, and hear what I, Tommy Freedom, have to say. It's usually pretty interesting and quite informative. It may have something to do with freedom. It may have something to do with liberty. It may be downright funny, but it will always be informative. So be sure and tune in each week to listen to me, Tommy Freedom, here on my show at Freedom Rings, broadcasting to you loud and clear on KKK Radio. Okay, folks, I am back. I seem to have gotten my throat cleared up. I do apologize for that. I'm still having recurring issues every now and then from whatever it was I caught at the gun show coming up on 2.5 months ago. I'm still coughing up a lot of fluid, so apparently one lung was pretty full. I was able to breathe out of the other one okay. But it flares up on me every now and then. All I can do is apologize for it. There it is again. Hopefully we'll be able to work through this, and hopefully actually it's a good sign that talking like this is coming loose and it's coming out, so maybe here very shortly I'll be able to be rid of this evil thing. So I'm going to lead off here on the second half. I don't have that much time left. I have enough time for this story, maybe another one, but I want to start out with the one up in New York where a guy was charged with a hate crime for speaking his mind. Now, we've all been subjected to dealing with black folk before in public and the way that they rant and rave and carry on. And this guy apparently had a bad day. and went off on him. There's a video here. I'm going to read you a little bit about the story here first, kind of explain what's going on. Then I'm going to play the clip for you. And just to let you know, there is a lot of swearing in there. It's bleeped out, but just parents, if you have young children, be aware that the F word is being used. It's been screened out, but you can still tell what the man is saying. Apparently, this happened on the Long Island Railroad. And it says this rider was charged with a hate crime for racist rant caught on video. And he was charged with a hate crime that could land him behind bars. The Queens DA charged 58-year-old Long Beach resident Edward Ruggiero with third-degree menacing as a hate crime and second-degree aggravated harassment, crimes punishable by up to a year in jail and a $1,000 fine. The bigotry and hatred that the defendant is accused of manifesting and acting upon have no place in a civilized society, especially in Queens County, the most culturally diverse county in the nation, Queens DA Richard Brown said in a statement. Actually, there's a lot of people that have no place in civilized society, and Africans and Muslims are among them. No one should be subjected to the vile words and intimidating actions the defendant is accused of tormenting the victim with. Crimes of hate will never be tolerated here, and when they do regrettably occur, those responsible will be brought to justice. Ruggiero was allegedly caught on camera on April 19th, at some point between 9:53 p.m. and 9:25 p.m., going off on fellow rider Soraya Aurelian, an African-American woman who was headed home to Lynbrook after a long day at her Manhattan college. The angry man claimed that he was upset that Aurelian, 25, was talking too loudly. I'm sure she probably was. We all know how they go off on him. So, it's got kind of a little thing here written down. Just going to flip over this because I'm going to play the clip for you. Unfortunately, Ruggiero was being held pending arraignment in Queens Criminal Court, the DA said. So he, at that point, had not been released on bail or been bonded out yet. And I don't know when this article was from. It happened back in April, and this is May 24th. Wow. So he'd been held for about a month. Wow. See, that's not right, folks. You know, sometimes people just, they have enough of this and they snap. And anyone who listens to this, who has dealt with Negroes, can understand what this man was feeling. So let me play that for you here. Now, I'm not sure what the audio quality is going to be like because I have no way to download this. So I'm dropping my mic down and putting my speakers on either side of it. So if it's too loud or too quiet, I apologize for that, but I think you'll be able to get the gist of it anyway. Just adjust the volume on your own speakers.
Monkey, shut the fuck up! You fucking loudmouth monkey, motherfucker! You're a fucking loudmouth monkey! You're loudmouth! You're a fucking loudmouth! Oh, I can't listen to you fucking no more, man! I can't listen to your fucking black ass no more! I'm sick of fucking listening to you! First this fucking idiot, now it's this fucking idiot! Two fucking idiots! We got twin idiots! We got twin idiots!
Twin idiots!
Twin idiots! Twin idiots! Twin idiots!
Now, is there anyone listening to this show, unless you're an anti, who does not fully understand the angst and frustration that man was feeling? Did he go off? Yeah, he went off. He lost it. I mean, he flipped out. And repeating the same thing over and over, that's a classic indication that he had been pushed over the edge. But let me also explain here, he was wearing headphones. He's trying to listen to music or whatever. Probably wasn't listening to the show, but he was probably listening to something that was entertaining, and they were talking so loudly that even with the headphones on, he was having trouble hearing, and it was annoying. And I have dealt with this time and time again myself. I remember, I forget what movie it was, but it was back in the 90s. We went to, a friend of mine and I went to see a movie, and there were a group of high school kids, probably high school kids, maybe college, that were watching the movie, and they kept, oh, I remember what it was. It was Hard to Kill with Steven Seagal, because they kept making all these comments, and at the beginning of the movie where Steven Seagal, after he gets shot and he's come to, and he's got this long hair and the beard, one of them said, "Are you Jesus?" That's not, now I remember what movie it was, but they kept making comments like that. And there was a black guy and his wife in front of us that kept saying, "Shut your effing mouth. Would you shut the F up?" And he was getting really irate about it. And I actually thought the comments the kids were making were funny. It makes it more entertaining. And folks, that's why you go see comedies at the movie theater. Because of all the input from the audience. You get them laughing, you get them making these funny comments, and it makes it so much better. And this guy was just getting completely pissed off to the fact that where he was storming up and down, dropping F-bomb left and right to the point of where it got that I went up and went out and said something to the manager, because I used to get in for free. I'd show my badge and I'd get in, so I got to know the manager pretty well. I told him what was going on, and the guy that was causing the disturbance actually got escorted out, not the kids that were starting it. So, I mean, I can understand what it's like to be around someone who is just going off and talking loudly and doing what they had done. So, guy probably had a bad day at work and was just on his way home and just snapped, lost it. But now, this poor guy is looking at up to a year in jail and a $1,000 fine. And, of course, he's got this on his record. Now is a hate crime, which is a bunch of crap, folks. A crime is a crime. I have never really come across a crime that was committed out of love, except maybe assisted suicide. But for the most part, a crime is done because you don't like the person or you don't know or whatever. But the majority of crimes out there, you know, they're hate crimes, especially when you kill someone. You didn't kill them because they bought you breakfast. You killed them because you didn't like them. So this whole hate crime thing is just a complete farce. As well as being a travesty to our legal system. Hopefully, as Donald Trump is more and more successful in his presidency, maybe he can get some of these laws overturned, at least get Congress to overturn these laws, because there is no such thing as a hate crime. A crime is a crime. So on that note, folks, I'm out of time. I didn't have a chance to get to everything I wanted to get to, but hey, it's always there in case I need some filler material at some future point. But, I mean, we learned a lot of stuff here today. Yes, we did, George. George says we didn't learn anything. George, we learned that people all over the place react the same way to Negroes that the listeners to this show do, and we also learned that a lot of white people, whom we've never heard of, invented things that we've probably never used. Interesting stuff. Thanks again, Mike, for sending those, by the way. That was really, really informative, so thanks. And I'm going to go through this week and try and find the ones for May so that we can catch up on that, because there are some interesting things in there that we do learn from time to time on those. So I'm out of here, folks. As always, if you want to get in touch with me, you may do so at TommyFreedomRings@yahoo.com. And also, once again, if you have some kind of an event coming up, a white nationalist event that you want me to promote on here, to get brothers and sisters out there, by all means, go ahead and do it. Or even if there's an event coming up that maybe Antifa is putting out there, but we need bodies out there, let me know so I can get brothers and sisters on the scene, folks. So until next week, my friends, this has been Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings. Out for now.